In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, once again, marks a major transition in the Holy Orthodox Christian Church. Today is a major turning point in the church liturgical calendar. Because with the reading of the gospel lesson that we just heard, of the time when Zacchaeus met Jesus in the city of Jericho, the church every single year turns its attention away from the birth of Jesus and his baptism, and all of the things that those feasts represent for us. The liturgical time of the Nativity and the liturgical time of Theophany has come to an end, officially, with the reading of the Gospel of Zacchaeus. And we now begin to look forward to a new and different liturgical time. And that liturgical time is announced each year on this Sunday, the Sunday of Zacchaeus. And it's announced, and you really hear it, in the final statement and sentence of the gospel story that we just heard. Today, salvation has come into this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The gospel that was read this morning begins with Jesus passing through the city of Jericho on his way to Jerusalem for the Passover. And it says that there was a huge crowd gathered there to see him because they wanted to catch a glimpse of this great man, this man who was building a reputation for his teaching and for his healing. And we learn that there was also a man named Zacchaeus who also wanted to see Jesus. And it says that he was a chief tax collector, a man who was really looked down upon society and by the people of his community. He was not well liked. So the gospel says that Zacchaeus climbed up into a sycamore tree there in that city of Jericho. And I believe if you visit the city of Jericho, you can still see that tree. It still exists. And he climbed up in that tree in order that he could get a good look at Jesus as he passed by, because the gospel says that he was small in stature, or in other words, he was a short man, and he wanted to be able to see Jesus over the crowd. So he thought that if he got above that crowd by climbing up in that sycamore tree, he'd be able to get a better view. And apparently, his plan worked, because not only did Zacchaeus get to see Jesus on that day, but the gospel says that when Jesus got to the tree, he looked up and he noticed that Zacchaeus was up in the tree also. And it says that Jesus stopped right in front of that tree and that he called out to Zacchaeus by his name they had never met before, saying, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down." He said, "Yella, Zacchaeus, for today I must stay in your house." And it's interesting to look at what Jesus didn't say. He didn't say, "Zacchaeus, yalla, I want to stay in your house." And he didn't say, "Zacchaeus, come down from that tree, may I please stay at your house?" No, he said, "Zacchaeus, yalla, I must stay in your house." Because Jesus here is not speaking only of the physical house that Zacchaeus lived in, but he is also talking about his spiritual house. His desire for Zacchaeus, and really for all of mankind, is to dwell within our heart and to dwell within our soul. And he will enter for all those who put themselves within his path. This is what Zacchaeus was willing to do on that day. And this is what God intends for each and every single one of us every day. In the last book of the Bible, it's called Revelation, Jesus says to all the churches he's addressing, he says, "I know your works." Or in other words, he says, "I know who you are. I know you by name. I know your history, and I know your true desire." And he says, "Not only do I know you, but I stand at the door of your heart, and the door of your soul, and I knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him, and I will dine with him, and he will dine with me." That's what it says in the book of Revelation. However, he won't force us to open the door. The desire to open the door of our heart and the door of our soul must be ours alone. Because if we're apathetic, or if we're complacent, or if we're preoccupied with other things, like material wealth, maybe, like Zacchaeus, I think, was caught up in, or otherworldly comforts, or really anything over God's presence in our lives, then he can't come in. But if we're willing to open the door, no matter who we are, or where we've been, or what we've done, his desire is to enter our heart and change our lives forever. And this is what happened to Zacchaeus on that day. He not only opened his home to Jesus, but he opened his heart. And how do we know that? Because Zacchaeus repented of his past right there in front of Jesus, and he paid restitution. The gospel says that he was willing to pay four times what he had stolen from others, and that he was going to give half of his wealth to the poor and the needy. Because after meeting Jesus and opening his home and opening his heart to him, Zacchaeus made an inner change in his life. And he went on to become one of the most famous and devout followers of Christ. We know from history that after Zacchaeus met Jesus, he traveled with St. Peter the Apostle on his missionary journeys. And we know also that he later even became a bishop in the city of Caesarea in Palestine. But it's what is said at the end of the gospel lesson today that truly does define for us the theme of this new liturgical time that we enter into today. The time of preparation for Great and Holy Lent. And Great and Holy Lent begins in only just a few short months from now, just under a month. At the end of the gospel lesson, again, Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come into your house, for the Son of Man comes to seek and to save the lost." Or in other words, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for all those who are strong enough, all those who truly seek God's forgiveness, all those who truly desire his presence in their lives, and who will open the door of their heart to him, God is waiting patiently to be received by all of us and by any of us. So this is where the church is asking us to turn our focus towards today. As we begin this countdown to Great and Holy Lent in just under a month, we are being reminded to continually open our hearts to God, just as Zacchaeus did on that day when he climbed up in that tree in Jericho. And we're being reminded about the virtue of repentance and the virtue of forgiveness, and about the importance of applying those virtues to our own lives on a daily basis, so that we too, like Zacchaeus who climbed up in that sycamore tree, will be able to hear the words from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, those very sweet words that help to transition us into a new liturgical time. Today, salvation has come into this house. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.